From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Final peace agreement between Colombia's government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, is to be signed today, beginning to an end to the longest-running insurgency in the Western Hemisphere. Chile's president, Michelle Bachelet, spoke as she got off the plane to attend the signing.
Estar acá en Colombia.
She said she was honored to be in Colombia for such a historic moment for Colombians. She said this is a huge opportunity for Colombia to live in peace and quiet with inclusive development. 16 heads of state and 24 foreign ministers, including U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, are expected to attend the signing ceremony. The Attorney General of the Mexican state of Michoacán says a priest was found shot dead Sunday, becoming the third cleric to be kidnapped and killed in the country within a week. Authorities said the priest, who had been missing since late last Monday, was found dead on a highway. Autopsy results indicated the priest was likely killed 5 days before his body was found. While there has been no claim of responsibility and no motive has been given for the killings, some priests in Mexico over the years have denounced drug gangs and their violence. Reports say at least 31 priests have been murdered after a decade of drug violence in the country. U.S. and South Korea conducting naval exercises today as the potential for regional conflict is growing over North Korea's nuclear threat. Last week, the U.S. deployed 2 bombers and flew the nuclear-capable aircraft near the inter-Korean border. This is VOA News. UN Security Council held urgent talks on Sunday about the deadly surge of violence in Aleppo as Syrian and Russian jet fighters bombarded the rebel-controlled eastern sector of the Syrian city. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke about the situation in Aleppo.
I'm appalled by the military escalation in the city of Aleppo, which is facing the most sustained and intense bombardment since the start of the Syrian conflict.
Syria's UN envoy Bashar al-Jafri vowed the Syrian government will recapture all of Aleppo, where the UN says 1.7 million people are in need of drinking water. U.S. presidential candidates met separately with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Sunday on the eve of their first presidential debate. The talks were private, but the campaign for Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump each issued a statement describing their sessions. Clinton stressed the importance of a strong and secure Israel. Trump's campaign said he and Netanyahu discussed at length Israel's use of a fence to help secure its borders. VOA will have live coverage of the presidential debate beginning at 1 hour Universal Time on Tuesday. Be sure to check out our website, voanews.com, for that coverage. People were free to move about the eastern U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina, early today after 3 days of overnight curfews meant to control protest over a deadly shooting by police. Those protests turned violent during the first few days. Last week, following the shooting of 43-year-old African-American Keith Scott. The major lingering question about the shootings is whether Scott was armed. Police say he was, while his family says he was sitting in his car reading a book when officers approached him. Superstar American golfer Arnold Palmer has died at the age of 87. Mark Hayes, media manager for Golf Australia in Melbourne, tells VOA, Palmer was special in his country.
Arnold Palmer is a man whose skills, whose charisma, whose passion for golf took the game around the globe. He's revered in Australia just as he is in the States, and I don't suspect for a minute that we're feeling he's lost quite as much as the US is today, but he's going to be missed just as much down under as he is in the States.
Palmer was ranked among the most important figures in golf history with 7 major championships, as well as 62 professional tour wins here in the United States. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.